Why consistency is king, otherwise known as how to stay motivated when the honeymoon is over. Hi everyone, my name's Heather Gray. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. Today we're diving deep into the Mindset Lab, and it starts with a little bit of a confession on my part. So I have to first start and say greetings from Denver, Colorado. Some of you who know me know that I actually live in Boston, and I'm here in Denver for my husband's medical conference, and I get to just explore the city and tag along for the ride. And that brings me to my confession. Momentarily, I seem to have forgotten that I had a podcast. I've been going live with you guys Monday through Friday for the past couple of weeks now. And as soon as I changed my schedule and as soon as I changed my routine, it seems that I forgot that I had a show. And it gave me a powerful moment of pause and a reminder and a lesson in consistency and why consistency is king. And I thought it would make for a really good discussion for us today. Here's the thing is I don't have to be recording now, but I know that I made a promise to myself. I made a promise to a few of you listeners. And if I want to bring the know, like, and trust factor into our relationship, I have to show up even if I just started, even if my show is small, and even if I'm, you know, playing a little bit and taking a mini vacation while my husband's off at a conference. I recognize that I don't need to do that, but the natural consequence of choosing a podcast format that doesn't allow me to pre-batch and pre-record shows is I'm given a choice, right? I can choose to just kind of go away on vacation and not show up for you guys, or I can choose to figure out a way to show up even when the honeymoon is over, because when I started this, I couldn't imagine not recording every day. And then suddenly, as soon as a shiny object like the city of Denver catches my eye, I'm ready to rethink it. And I know that that's not an unfamiliar concept to those of you listening. We all battle it. And here's the thing. If, you know, we don't only want to be consistent to build know, like, and trust with our family, our friends, our prospective clients and customers, we also want to do it to build new habits. And we can't build new habits until we get consistent with ourselves and with the things that we need to do. So that's what I'm diving into today, a real life lesson in the Mindset Lab, and I hope you'll stay tuned. Yes. We need consistency to build new habits, to maintain strong, healthy relationships with ourselves, our friends, our family, our potential business clients and customers. But the reality is that not being consistent is also the source of a lot of failure. It's why things don't work out, why dreams don't get made, why goals aren't achieved. And in order to get to that life that we've been talking about wanting, in order to achieve the things that we've said at some point in time that are important to us, we need to learn how to be consistent when it isn't easy, when it's not a cakewalk, when obstacles are thrown into our path, because that's the only way we're really going to succeed. Because here's the thing, we all know this, right? Every single person listening right now knows that life happens. It interrupts our regular everyday and gives us a pile of things that we need to learn how to deal with. One of which is, how do we keep going when the going gets hard? And we want to learn how to do that in a way that sets us up for success. So typically, for example, with this podcast, because that's what we're using as an example for today's little mini Mindset Lab, I'm traditionally recording at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now, it's like 11 Central Time. So I'm not recording on time. This podcast isn't going to get delivered on time, but it is going to get delivered. And I may not record every day, Monday through Friday this week, but I am setting the intention by starting on Monday that this is going to happen. I'm creating the habit and I'm creating the awareness for myself. We talked a couple of, maybe 2 weeks or so ago, around how do we set goals. And one of the things that I asked you guys was, have you set a goal or have you made a decision? This podcast for me is a decision. So yes, even though it's not entirely convenient to be recording, even though I'd much rather be going out about my day and exploring the city, I do want to start to build successful habits for myself. I want to set myself up for success with this, and I want to set the show up for success with this. And we have to learn how to bend, and we have to learn how to move with the tide every once in a while. But when we abandon ship altogether, as soon as something comes along, that's when failure starts to creep in, because we self-sabotage, we self-destruct, and we get in our own way. Consistency matters because we have places to go and things we want to do. And if we don't get this down, if we don't nail this, we're never going to get to where we want to go. Think about this for a second. The word consistency only tends to come up in conversation when we're talking about things that are hard, that are challenging, that are outside our comfort zone, that we may not necessarily want to do. I don't necessarily have the word consistency come up when I'm talking about watching my favorite TV show, or talking to my best friend, or going for a walk in my favorite place in the city. Those aren't any places where I'm like, wow, I need to watch my favorite television show more consistently, excuse me. I just automatically do it because it's important to me. So I've already made the decision to do it. When we're talking about consistency, we're talking about things that challenge us, stress us out, that we may want to self-sabotage on, that are harder to reach, where vulnerability is more of a real, tangible thing, where we could in fact be setting ourselves up to fail. And that's because we're talking about things outside of our comfort zone. Typically, when we're talking about consistency, we're taking a risk. We're trying to lose weight. We're trying to build businesses. We're trying to achieve professional career goals. We're trying to work on personal development habits and train our brains to do new things. And here's the thing, that whenever we're going outside our comfort zone, whenever we're moving outside our regular everyday, our brain kicks in to the fight or flight response. It triggers this idea of risk. That's why we tell ourselves, oh, maybe I don't want to go to the gym today. Or, oh, maybe, you know, having this unhealthy snack at the beginning of the day isn't really going to ruin my day because I can do better later. Or maybe I don't have to show up on this podcast because I'm out of town and the listening audience is small anyway. So who's going to care or who's going to notice? Because those are the thoughts that tend to take hold when we're trying something new. Inconsistency perpetuates that pattern and that problem because it keeps us in fight or flight mode. It's always something outside our comfort zone. If we can't follow a good diet consistently, if we can't exercise regularly, if we can't take daily steps on building our businesses or finding our new goals, we're constantly in fight or flight. And that puts us in a pattern of self-sabotage. It makes it easier to talk ourselves out of things that we don't want to do because doing them regularly is no longer our habit. If we want to start setting ourselves up for success, we have to start showing up consistently. That's why consistency is king. It's not just because like I like slapping wrists and telling people what to do. It's because it's a necessary requirement to get to where you want to go. If we want to reduce the sense of risk of trying something new, increase our ability to problem solve more efficiently, and make getting over obstacles more innate in how we move through the world, we have to make a commitment to doing things in a regular everyday. So how do we maintain consistency when there are so many demands for our attention? First, again, go back to the question I asked earlier. Have you made a decision or have you set a goal? If you've just set a goal, you've given yourself, you know, endless amount of time to get it done. It puts you in the someday category. You can do this, you know, later on. You don't have to do it right now. But if you've made a decision that it's happening, you get out of that internal debate of whether or not you should be doing it. Why are you talking to yourself? Why are you having this conversation? Why are you thinking you shouldn't be doing this? Because you've already made a decision. You just have to get on with it and recognize and remind yourself that kind of decision is simply non-negotiable. It's been decided, so you're going to go ahead and do it. Next, you have to recognize that just because you've decided that something's important to you and you are going to be doing it regularly, the people in your life may be operating under a different set of circumstances, a different rule book, or different expectations. And it's an easy way to avoid conflict, to stop and pull back on things that we've decided for ourselves are important when someone else is demanding attention. In order to maintain consistency as a requirement for getting our goals done, we have to implement healthy boundaries. We have to learn how to say no. We have to be, you know, mindful and attentive to the things that we're saying yes to. And we always have to measure the decisions we're making as to whether or not they're going to get us closer to our goal or move us further away, and decide accordingly. The next, you know, most important thing to kind of think about here is that when we're consistent, when we do something day in, day out with a regular, predictable pattern, it allows us to evaluate what's working and what isn't. We get to see in real time how we're moving closer to our goal or how we're moving further away. It also allows us to see the natural consequence that might come with quitting, with not doing it. So today, when I was thinking about maybe not doing the podcast, I thought to myself, you know what, that's really kind of rude. Not that I have any high expectation that people are waiting with bated breath for this podcast episode, but I didn't tell anybody at the end of my last episode to not expect to see me. And when you leave a room and you just like expect everybody in the room to like see you at that regular stated interval and you don't show up, you're being rude. So if I had planned ahead that I wasn't going to show up, that I wasn't going to do the podcast, I should have communicated accordingly, because that's what maintains relationships. And when we decide at the last minute not to show up for ourselves, not to deliver for somebody else, or to take the easy way out, we're damaging the relationships that we've worked so hard to build. You also want to make sure and think about how it feels when you are consistent. Tuning into what it feels like when you just nail something because you showed up on Monday and then you showed up again on Tuesday. It's kind of like this commercial I see on TV. Here in the States, we have this granola bar commercial where you see a woman eating a granola bar at the beginning of her day, and then she goes to the gym, and then she picks a healthy salad for lunch, and then she picks a healthy dinner at dinner time. And the message in the commercial is that when you make one good decision, and impacts the rest of your day, and you keep making good decisions. And I agree with that, because if we skate on commitments we've made to ourselves, if we skip a process, if we decide it's okay to not bother today, then we're more likely to make that decision again. But when we make a commitment to the goal, to showing up, to doing the thing we said we were going to do, we set ourselves up for success, and we increase the likelihood that we're going to continue to make good decisions. Think about the last time you said you were going to show up for yourself and you didn't. The last goal you made and you kind of abandoned halfway through. The last promise you made to yourself that you just allowed yourself to kind of, you know, forget about and move on from. And think about for a second how that made you feel. Because was the obstacle that got in the way more important to you than the goal you had been intending to achieve? Anytime I look back on the things that got in the way of a goal, they're never, like, that obstacle is never as important as whatever it was I was trying to accomplish. We have to remind ourselves of the why. We have to stay clear and tuned into the purpose and the intention behind what we're working for and towards, so that we don't lose sight of it. Because that momentary problem solving we might have to do, the momentary annoyance or delay in where we want to go or be for that day, rarely is more important than wherever it is we want to go. But as long as we give the obstacles the precedence in our life, they take up space. They create the monsters in our head. They contribute to the hater in our mind, and it makes it easier and easier to quit on ourselves. So stay tuned on where you're going, where you want to go. And the next time you're thinking about procrastination or self-sabotage, ask yourself what's more important, your destination or this little bump in the road that you're facing today. Now going forward, I'm communicating transparently, folks. Here I am in Denver, Colorado. I'm about to go for a walk in the sunshine. It's a gorgeous day. And honestly, I'm not sure what the podcast recording schedule is going to be like this week. In a perfect world, I'd have been able to pre-batch these episodes. But again, I record this podcast through the Anchor FM app. And I can't pre-record. So when I'm available live, I'm going to work my best to show up. But I also, too, this is a dual process. And this is an important thought exercise for you guys going forward, too, is that I always have to battle the need for time for myself with the things that I'm working on in my business. And because I haven't taken a lot of time off this summer, because it's been largely a working vacation, I actually will be evaluating what is more important to me this week, because showing up consistently for the podcast, like I just kind of outlined for you, or showing up for myself, or perhaps finding a way to do both. And whenever there's an opportunity in the coming days this week to do both, I would really like to do that for you. I'm enjoying this conversation. I want to keep showing up for you. I want you to keep showing up for yourselves. And if you have a question, if this conversation has sparked something in you that you'd like to know more about, or you just have something on your mind or facing an obstacle getting in the way of your goal, I really hope you'll consider writing in and letting me know. You can find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com, and I'll get back to you in an upcoming episode. Thanks so much. Wishing you all a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.